Welcome back to the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill. Theo Dorsey here, and I'm joined by Pitt safety Donovan McMillan. He's a senior. He's going into a year with Pitt where he's hoping to make some waves, and we're having a backyard brawl here on College Football 25. You said it's not your first time playing, so I won't take it easy on you. What do you remember, though, about last year's backyard brawl? There's a certain reason why I pulled up this game specifically, not just the rivalry, but your performance in that game last year.
No, 100%. Last year, it was probably the craziest game of my life. 18 tackles. Too bad we lost, you know. That's not going to happen again this year. So I don't care about stats at the end of the day, but it definitely was a crazy game for me.
Are you pleased at all with the rating that they gave you in this year's College Football 25? It's the first time the game's been back in EA since over a decade. I know you got a mid-80 right there. Your tackle rating was a little low for a guy that had so many.
Yeah, I have no complaints at the end of the day. You know, I'm just blessed I got the opportunity to play the game, you know, be in the game. But obviously, at the end of the year, I'm hoping it's going to be higher after after our games and how good we play this year. So, you know, but at the end of the day, no complaints. You know, I'm going through at an 84 overall, having like 5 picks a game. I'm excited about it.
Well, you know, I'm about to attack you right now since you talk about how many picks a game you got. And that was a bad idea.
See, we got Rylan Gandy right there with the pick. Okay. He's going to slide.
That was a bad idea. Yep. Why would I try that?
Slide. Ooh, you almost score.
See, I shouldn't have gave you the preview there. If you're not watching there, he just got a big-time interception on me. Who was that got me right there, number 10?
That was Rylan Gandy right there.
Yeah, your free safety.
No, our corner right there.
Your corner.
He came from the backside.
He
was playing cover four right there, yeah.
You see, he over here mixing up coverage. You can't be doing that on me, dog. I'm a rookie to this stuff. For Pitt this year, man, you guys seem to be a unit that I know y'all underachieved as what you wanted for your goals last year, but I know you have even higher goals set this year, and you seem to like to play with each other. What are you setting those marks at for yourself this year and for the team?
At the end of the day, I think the goal is to go 1-0. You know, I think our chemistry right now is at the best it's ever been, or as I've been in Pittsburgh, is the best we've ever been. You know, all of our teammates, we're friends, we're on and off the field. We'll make a place. Okay, I got Rod. See, this is hard to multitask.
Right, I got
Rod. Almost got an end zone right there.
You're running back there, yeah.
100%.
That was a nice nifty juke move you put on me. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
But
chemistry wise, it's gonna be exciting to see what this team can bring to the table this year for sure.
Who's your biggest critic?
Rod with the touchdown.
Oh my gosh, man, he's getting me now.
Shout out to Rod.
Your boy
Rod. There we go.
You get the first touchdown of the backyard brawl here. I'm going to get you back on that, especially if you have enough time. But who's your biggest critic, you feel like, when it comes to football?
My critic. What would you define critic as? Like
the person that checks you the most, that makes you work on your game a little harder, think more about some of the things you can improve on. Is it yourself? Is it a coach in the locker room?
I would say it's myself at the end of the day. You know, I've had my parents who go through and make sure that I'm not over criticizing myself, because I will do that, but that's where, you know, being mentally strong and tough comes in at the end of the day. But highest critic, probably my dad or my brothers. Like, they'll make sure, Donovan, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing right now. Like, go shake back, do this, do that. But my brothers, my mom, really my people, put myself around, you know, my coach Sanders at the end of the day, he makes sure I'm doing the right things all the time. And, you know, so I've a lot of critics around me. So
Donovan McMillan joining us here, safety for Pitt. He's got a touchdown on me already and an interception, so I'm a little embarrassed here as we roll through day two of ACC kickoff. I'm curious for you as well. You got this big Don chain on.
Yeah.
And what's that that's right above Don?
It's the Don.
So then
at the top, the top of the pennant, it's MCM for my last name, McMillan, and then there's a three at the top.
A three at the top,
yeah.
Okay, and that's for your number, obviously.
Three at the top for my lucky number right there.
Got you. As I just, you know, picked apart that cover four that time. You ain't going to keep on running the same coverages on me, Don. You ain't going to keep doing me like that. And then, again, on the way out, I know you got to keep things pushing. You are a guy that went and spent some time with the Florida Gators. Pitt is a squad that's full of guys off the Florida roster. I mean, Pat does a great job of recruiting Florida. What is your welcome to Pittsburgh moment, or welcome to Pennsylvania moment for those Florida guys up there? How did they they get acclimated to playing in that environment? Because you got so many kids from South Florida that come up that way, and I know it's a culture shock.
Okay. So the welcome. So obviously, I'm from Pittsburgh. So yeah. So it was definitely. I wanted to go to a warm weather school. Mm-hmm. You know, I did not expect to come back to a northern school, even though I had this experience of playing that my whole life, but. Man, you got touchdown.
Come on now. Come on the way out the door. So I had to get my payback.
But my welcome to Pittsburgh moment was Coach Stack had us up at our strength coach. He had us up at 6:30 in the morning. And we happened to have someone, sleep in or whatever. They're a little late to our workout. So he said, we're not doing our workout today. We're going to go through and plow the field, which was 3-4 inches of snow.
Ooh.
With our hands.
Ooh.
And then we ended up doing like 100 up downs. So like, yeah, that was definitely welcome. Like my feet were cold. My feet were frozen off, my hands, everything. That was like, okay, yeah, this is real. It's like 10 degrees outside and we're pushing snow. Like, so
it gets tough. I appreciate you joining us. I appreciate you taking out time to also let me at least even the score up. They're trying to steal you away. Donovan McMillan with Pitt, the safety out there, learning how to get his hands dirty in the snow early. And I feel bad for them Florida boys that never experienced that before, man. That's crazy.
Yes, of course.
Appreciate you again, Doc.
I appreciate you.
And good luck this season.
Thank you so much.
Again, that's Donovan McMillan with Pitt. We played a little backyard brawl. We played to a dead even tie, but if we had more time, I definitely would have smoked them. And this is the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill. I'm Theo Dorsey, and we'll keep this thing rolling into the afternoon.